Here I will present the short teardown and open BK7231 programming procedure for another 2-year relay, which this time turned out to have a rather unusual CB2S module inside, based on the BK7231N chip. Not to be confused with the BK7231T, the programming procedure will be presented in a very beginner-friendly way, step for step. I will describe what tools can be useful for this and what problems I had to solve to add BK7231N's support to my firmware. The goal, as usual, will be to pair with Home Assistant and become independent from the manufacturer's servers. Related topics. Open BK7231 is my alternative open-source firmware for BK7231T, BK7231T, and XR809 chips. It's like a TAS modem replacement for those families. It supports MQTT and Home Assistant integration. You can read more about it here. WB2S BK7231 tutorial. Creating our own firmware, UDP, TCP, HTTP, MQTT. My HTTP server, configurator, MQTT support from Home Assistant. I also describe the manufacturer's applications, Tuya, eWeLink, Blitzwolf, SmartLife in previous topics from the series. Will not touch on its subject here. Additionally, my Home Assistant tutorial, KiaChip Smart Switch. KiaChip is simply another smart transmitter controlled by Wi-Fi through the manufacturer's mobile application. There is a button on the housing, which also allows you to manually control it. This time the set with it is quite poor. The manufacturer recommends the SmartLife application for it, which I described in the previous topics in the series. The interior of the KiaChip smart switch. The housing is only held on the catches. The circuit inside is classic, a transformerless power supply based on the BP2525 AMS1117LDO regulator, 5-volt input, 3.3-volt output for Wi-Fi module. Wi-Fi module, here CB2S, and a transistor to control the relay. CB2S is a Wi-Fi Bluetooth module based on a 32-bit BK7231N microcontroller. Leads of CB2S. The circuit looks very similar to the WB2S implemented on the BK7231T. These PWMs are compatible with the CB2S pins. Let's take a look at the list. PWM0 to P8. That's right. Programming of the BK7231N, I have already solved the problem of programming very similar chip, BK7231T. I am running a project of a universal open-source firmware dedicated to this chip. Details in these topics. WB2S. BK7231 tutorial. We create our own firmware, UDP, TCP, HTTP, MQTT. My HTTP server, configurator, MQTT support from Home Assistant. Unfortunately, the BK7231T is not the BK7231N. The architecture is somewhat different. This is evidenced, for example, by the presence of two different versions of the SDK for these systems. I already know the T version. I tried to run N analogously, but I quickly encountered a strange problem. During the compilation from the Cygwin level, I received such an error. I figured it was because Cygwin should use Windows toolchain files. Here is the fix. The next changes I made were adding the SDK to the repository, as it was in the T version, because here, I had to copy them from the T version. My modified N version SDK is published here. The SDK is prepared in such a way that is compatible with my application, Tasmota's equivalent, for the T version, which is available here. On the application side, I had to make a few corrections. Example, the name and location of several files changed. Additionally, Tuya corrected the typos. It used to be tuya-hal-storage.h, and now it is tuya-hal-storage.h, but most of them have been similar. Another difference between the SDK of versions N and T is the presence of Tuya source code. In version N, it is only in lib, libtuya.a, and in version T, we have C sources. I mean, for example, functions such as tuya-hal-flash-read or tuya-hal-wi-fi-all-ap-scan. The addresses of the memory sections also differ between the N and T versions. Another absurdity that I had to fix was a configuration problem. Something was overwriting the BK partition net param sections. It turned out that the RL support fast connect setting is to blame, which is rigidly given the same address where the configuration is supposed to be. We